Welcome to Word of Promise with Pastor Othniel Cash of Promised Land Ministries in Sacramento. In the books of Joel and Romans, God promises that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Today on Word of Promise, you'll hear a message with more of God's promises so that you may trust and follow Jesus Christ in a deeper way. So, experience hope, the renewal of your mind, and become better equipped for God's purpose in your life. Now, here's Pastor Othniel Cash with Word of Promise.
The message of sound doctrine, which is the grace of God. Without God's grace, there is nothing that we can do to exist. It is through His grace that we are able to move and have our being. Without it, we are nothing. Galatians tells us that it is Christ who holds everything together. And without His power, everything around us will fall apart. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It is good to know that God is not a respect the person, because the text could as well as easily been read by saying the grace of God has appeared to only some men. But it didn't say that. It said it has appeared to all men. There is one thing for something to be available for you or presented to you. It is another thing for you to accept or embrace whatever that is being available or being presented to you or for you. For many of us, there are gifts and talents. In other words, there are stuff that is available for you today, and you don't have it because you have not embraced it. Oh, it's there. You just haven't embraced it just yet. We are in this season right now as we enter into the month of December, whereas we celebrate Christmas. And Christmas is about eternal life. That's what it's about. It's about a Savior. It's about the gift that God gave. Amen? As we enter into this season, we need to realize that we're going to have to embrace or receive that Christmas gift. Or we can reject that Christmas gift. And likewise, God's grace, it has been revealed to all men. It's been revealed to the whole world. But there is an issue, and the issue is this. All men in the whole world, their eyes are not open, their ears are not open, so therefore they have not heard and they have not seen and they have not embraced this free gift. The Bible declared that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of the Lord. May our ear gates be open this day, and may our eyes, our vision be enlightened, so that we can receive into our soul. The Bible says that the eye is the light to the soul. And if we can't see clearly, then the soul can't be magnified. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion, and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age while we wait on the blessed hope, which is Christ Jesus. What does the grace of God mean? Among men, grace means the favor and the blessing that is bestowed upon another. But God's grace, it means something far more than just that. God's grace, it is the grace that brings salvation to man. And when God's grace appeared to man and they embraced it and received it, God graces Jesus Christ, the gift of the Savior to the world. That's what God's grace is. It is the gift of the Savior to the world. It is so different from the way we will say thank you to a friend, thank you to a neighbor, the way we would bestow a blessing upon a friend or a neighbor or a family member. God's grace is the Lord Jesus Christ. It saves the person who is in rebellion against God. It actually saves the person who has cursed God. God's grace, it is available and it saves the person who opposes God, who sin against God, who live contrary to God, who live an ungodly life, who is actually empty inside and is without strength. God's grace, what it does is it reaches down to those who have rejected him. When someone rejects you, the idea of you trying to reach down to that person, it doesn't come easy. Because when someone has rejected you, when someone has, in today's language, kicked you to the curb, the last thing you want to do is find yourself back in your lane and having to go and deal with that person who has kicked you to the curb. God's grace is not like that. It is not like that. While we have rejected God, his grace reached down right where we are in our situation, in our disposition, in our mess, and there in our circumstances, working out things for those who has a heart and a mind towards God, those who love God, he's working it out for their good. God's grace is not merited. No person deserved the favor of God's grace. No one deserved the favor of salvation that is in Christ Jesus. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. None of us are worthy. And so when we understand the message of grace, when we understand the doctrine of grace, when we understand God's grace being revealed to us so that it can bring salvation to our lives, let me tell you, it transforms the human from the inside out. Too many of us are taking a bath, and putting on perfume, and putting on clean clothes. And the situation is, our heart has not been circumcised. Our heart has not been changed. And we look very clean, but yet, we're just dressed up dirt. There are three reasons why we don't deserve God's grace. We come short of God's glory in that we sin. And we come short of God's glory in that we die. And we come short of God's glory in that we have violated the laws of heaven and we are doomed to the prison and the judgment of hell. God does not sin or go contrary to his law. But you do. And I do. We sin and transgress God's law, and God never acts against his glory and his nature. Let me tell you what the problem is. The problem with us men is we have been removed from working and existing in the character of man. God operates in his character. And we as man, we don't. When we come back to operating in our character, in our nature as man, God does not transgress against his nature because he cannot sin. But we transgress against our own nature because we do sin. We as men, we must come back to our nature and operate in our character that God has ordained for us as man. Once the man begins to operate in his character, in his nature that God bestowed upon him, Things begin to happen in the home. Things begin to happen in the workplace. Things begin to happen in the schoolhouse. Because the head has been aligned itself. And as a result of the head being aligned, everything else began to whip itself in shape. We do all type of things against the glory of God's nature. We often shame and curse and neglect and ignore, abuse, reject him. Him who is before all things, and in him all things was created. We must understand, in particular, the husbands, the investment that God has made in you. Our women are astray because our men are out of place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God dwells in the glory of his perfection. But you and I, we live in shame. We live in shame and in corruption. But there's a transformation that's coming. And while we wait on it, we must live a wholesome life right now. In other words, we must refrain from ungodliness. I'm talking about God's grace. It is God's grace. It's the reason why we even have the opportunity to live and do anything that is against God. It is his grace that restrained him from pouring out his wrath against us. Romans in chapter 1 says, God's wrath has been revealed to all flesh. So there ain't no human being that does not understand that the wrath of God will come. Titus says that the grace of God has been revealed to all mankind. In our mess, God reaches out and reaches down and holds us and loves us. And he doesn't condemn us because he cares about you and he cares about me and he loves each and every one of us. For all have sinned and come short of God's glory, according to Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. Isaiah 53 and 6 says, all we are just like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. There are no righteous people. No one is righteous. It'll be nice to acknowledge that everyone is righteous, but that's not the truth. The word of the Lord says, no one is righteous. So how do we get out of our mess? We get out of our mess as a result of the grace of God being revealed to us. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 18. Verse 10, as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands and no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Verse 13. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of the vipers are on their lips. Listen, we're talking about the words that comes out of your mouth. We're talking about the condition of your heart. That's what we're dealing with here. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways. And the way of peace they don't know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Lord have mercy is correct. Now you understand. No one is righteous. God does not die. But you and I, we do. The glory of God's nature is that he lives forever. The shame of our nature is that we die. We do not live forever with God. It will be nice if we can. But unless we understand what the requirements is, then we would remain in our shame and in our mess. We have to go through the terrible and agonizing and the pain experience of death. We all have come ever so short of God's eternal glory. How do we get this thing that we're falling short? How do we make it up? How do we become tall enough so we're no longer falling short? You know, Romans 5 and 12 says, therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. How do we reverse this process? Well, if we stay on the course that we are based on the one man's sin, our reward will be death. Because 6 and 23 tells us that for the wages of sin is death. I got to tell you, saints of God, I am looking for a different reward. I'm looking for a different payment. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 reminds us that, and as it is appointed unto man once to die. I wish we can do the numbers. And when we do the numbers, 8, 9, 101, 102, and then somebody shout out a report, we have 125, but only 124 is dead. Somebody was saved. Somebody didn't die. That's not true. It's 125 out of 125. We are all subject to death. All of mankind dies. What man can live and not see death or save himself from the power of the grave? This is the writing of David in Psalms 89. How do we reverse the curse? St. John chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We're talking about reversing this process. We talk about walking and entering into the grace of God. We're talking about understanding what the grace means. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The process is very simple, saints of God. When you understand the doctrine of grace and you understand this message on grace, when you understand what Titus is saying, that God's grace has been revealed to all men, what he's saying to us is that we must believe what God did when he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we don't accept the gift. The gift, it is recorded and given to us in John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave us this gift, which is Christ Jesus, which is our Savior, which is our salvation, which is revealed to us from heaven. That's how we reverse the process. We reverse the process by believing. By believing. That's how we reverse the process. We must believe. The key word in those three verses is believe. If you don't believe, the text says that you are already condemned. God doesn't even have to do anything. You put your neck on the guillotine because of your own testimony, because you reject the gift of God. God's love, it is so deep and it is so wide. Us kids, we sung a song, deep and wide, deep and wide. It's like a fountain flowing deep and wide. In other words, You can't get under it. You can't get around it. You can't get over it. There is a way in, though. And the way in is through the cross, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. God loves us infinitely and unconditionally, regardless of what we have done in the past. No matter how we have rebelled against Him, God still seeks us in His love. I want to say to you, God is still seeking you in spite of whatever accusation, whatever false mood, whatever false situation. God has and will continue to search for you no matter what, because He loves you. Because He loves you. God demonstrates His love by giving His Son for us. It's a very profound truth. It's possible that we could consider giving our own life for a friend, but a few people will consider the fact that they would sacrifice their own child or their children for a friend. Yet God did this. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for this whole world, according to Romans 5, according to John 3 and 16. He didn't die simply as an example of a sacrificial love. It's deeper than that. Nor did He die simply because He was murdered. It's more than that. Jesus died as your substitute, as my substitute, as our substitute. And when we come to the realization, He did this because we have sinned against God. And so the truth is, we deserve physical and spiritual death. But God's grace, His grace reaches down right where we are. And He commands His love towards us in our sins. This is the grace of God. When Jesus died, He carried upon Himself the guilt and the punishment for all of our sins and paid the eternal consequences hanging on a cross in a few hours. We paid the price. I'm talking about the grace of God. Because Jesus paid for our sins, we no longer have to suffer for them. We do, however, have a responsibility in the face of Jesus' sacrifice while we live our lives. In other words, because of the sacrifice that He has made, we must believe in Jesus Christ in order to receive God's forgiveness. In order to have His grace, it requires just one thing. We must believe. It comes back to receiving that gift with all the preparation and after standing in the lines, then to find that Tom doesn't want to receive the gift. How heartbreaking is that? Do you not know when I got up early and stand on that line for 2.5 hours to get this thing because there was only a limited amount of these and I got one for you because I love you and now I'm going to bring this to you and you're talking about you don't want this thing? But God did not respond to us like that as we refuse to receive the gift. This message of sound doctrine, God's grace, when you understand the power of God's grace, you realize that you want to embrace this gift. This is the gift that you want to take hold of during this season. This gift you must receive, and then you must believe in the one who is the gift, which is Christ Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Word of Promise with Pastor Othniel Cash of Promised Land Ministries in Sacramento. If you enjoyed today's message, would like to visit, or you're looking for a church home, join Pastor Othniel Cash for worship Sunday mornings at 11. You'll be warmly welcomed, sing to contemporary Christian music, and hear a message of hope. Promised Land Ministries is a diverse, multicultural, Bible-based ministry. It's a place in which to grow and learn. There's a Wednesday night Bible study, men's and women's ministries, and thriving youth and children's ministries. Looking for something other than the ordinary church setting? Experience a service like no other. Get biblical responses to your real-life situations in an open atmosphere at Saturday Night Life, Real Life for Real People, held the second and fourth Saturday of the month. Or visit Promised Land Ministries for movie night, the third Friday of each month. Promised Land Ministries is located at 7230 Southland Park Drive in Sacramento. For more information, visit PromisedLandMinistriesOnline.org or call 916-670-4520. That's 670-4520. And tune in again next week at the same time for Word of Promise with Pastor Othniel Cash.